Okay, last week on the 26th of February, raids were conducted by our law enforcement agencies. Three persons were arrested and they've been charged for suspected fraud. Investigations are going on. There are potential offenses under Section 424B of the Penal Code, and that offense is potentially punishable with imprisonment up to 20 years or a fine or both. You see that on the screen. Now, there has been some speculation linking this case with the potential circumvention of U.S. export controls for advanced NVIDIA chips. Now, this case is unrelated. It's an independent investigation conducted by Singapore. We received an anonymous tip-off. It was not a tip-off or information from any country or sovereign entity, but we took the tip-off seriously. Investigation showed potential breaches of our domestic laws, and so we moved quickly to deal with it. I thought it's useful to set out what we know based on the information we currently have, and I have to emphasize it's very preliminary information. Essentially, the case relates to servers with chips embedded in them coming into Singapore, and then from Singapore, they went to Malaysia. So if I can show you a map. This is our US server suppliers. I think Dell and Supermicron in this case, they supplied to Singapore-based companies. And from Singapore, it went to Malaysia. The question is whether Malaysia was a final destination or from Malaysia it went to somewhere else, which we do not know for certain at this point. But we assess that there may have been false representation on the final destination of the servers. As I said, based on the documents we currently have, the servers were supplied by Dell and Supermicro. But the servers may have been intended for some other country, even though from Singapore they went to Malaysia. And if there were false representations within Singapore about final destination, that's an offense under Singapore laws. Now, we assess that these servers may contain items which are subject to U.S. export controls. We do not know for certain, so that's the best we can put it at. And we expect all companies operating in Singapore to take into account other countries' unilateral export controls, which apply to their international business activities. And we also expect companies operating in Singapore to conduct their businesses transparently. Third, it will be obvious from the map, we only know what we know in Singapore. We have no visibility beyond our borders, and therefore we have asked both the US and Malaysia for more information so as to assist in our investigations. The US, because the supplying companies are linked to the US, we will need information and documents from the United States. Malaysia, because the servers went there. Information on where they went from Malaysia, if at all they went anywhere else, will obviously be within Malaysian control. And we will need the information both from the United States and Malaysia for us to both investigate and potentially prosecute the cases. We have long-standing good cooperation with the law enforcement agencies in the U.S. and Malaysia, and on that basis we have asked. And if the servers did contain export control items, U.S. export control items, we have told the U.S. that we will be happy to work with them and support any investigations in the U.S. on that. There's long-standing cooperation between the U.S. and Singapore on these issues. And that includes joint outreach activities to companies operating in Singapore So U.S. agencies and we have done outreach activities. We have told companies in Singapore how the U.S. Rules, regulations, export controls may apply to their activities. And really, it is in our interest to protect the integrity of the business environment in Singapore and protect Singapore's reputation. The three individuals, as I said, we assess that they may have made fraudulent representations. We are in the midst of investigations. You know, whether the final charges stay in this shape or whether they are in a different form really depends on the information we get. Now, some questions have been raised as to how Singapore treats companies operating in Singapore. We are a trusted, open, inclusive international business hub with a strong rule of law. And we have companies here from all over the world, the US, China, Asia, Europe, everywhere. We welcome reputable businesses to operate from here, to be part of our business environment, and to contribute to our growth. But we will not tolerate individuals and companies violating our laws or taking advantage of their association with Singapore to circumvent export controls of other countries. And this applies to all our trading partners. And we will act firmly against individuals and companies that flout our laws, including the making of false representations. Thank you.